Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Excited. It's springtime. We had a wonderful Easter. We hope you all had a wonderful Easter and Passover. And we're moving right along. We've got some callers scheduled to call in here in just a little bit. We have a representative calling in from Sunny Days Kids Fashion Week, Miami. That's an event that's coming up this coming weekend, actually, in Miami. And Madeline's been a part of for the past 4 years in one aspect or another. She conducts interviews there. She's modeled for them. She's handed out awards. And it's a lot of fun. So she's going down there this year to do some interviews, to conduct some interviews. And so we're looking forward to talking to somebody from Sunny Days Kids Fashion Week. Also, we've got Nikki Turner calling in just a little while, around 4:20 p.m. for coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Wants to be beautiful, she goes unnoticed, she knows no limits, she craves attention, she praises an image, she prays to be crafted by the sculpture.
Talking about Sunny Days Kids Fashion Week here in just a few minutes, but we're also going to be talking with Nikki Turner from Lasting Impressions by Nicole. And our topic today is going to be spring pictures. So there's a lot of different reasons why it's important to get your pictures taken in the spring. So we'll be talking about that. So we're going to play another song, and then we'll be right back.
Well, you always let me through.
And we are back. Ooh, and we're praying. We are praying so much and hoping that you guys are all doing well during the end of this pandemic. We just want to get past it. I know a lot of people have gotten their shots. There's a lot of controversy over the shot, whether to get the shot or not, to slow it down. You know, that's a freedom of choice. Once again, everybody's got that choice. But anyways, we are cruising right along. We're so super excited because it looks like our first caller is on hold. So we're going to switch right over and just say hello real quick. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi.
Yes.
How are you?
Yeah,
I sure can. Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to call into the Madeline and Mommy Show. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking
Absolutely.
To?
This is Latish. I'm actually the owner of the company.
Yeah, hi. We haven't talked to you in forever.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Yay.
It's been a crazy
We're
year.
So excited.
Yes, we can't
so,
wait to have
yeah,
there.
Tell everybody about Sunny Days Kids Fashion Week. What's going on over there?
Well, this will be our first live show since 2019, so we're very excited about it. It's very different from our usual shows, but we were very antsy about trying to get the show started this year, so this will be our spring show that we'll be presenting on April the 18th. So we're super excited about it.
Yeah, us too. I know everybody's getting the itch to get out and about, and definitely we're excited to be a part of it again this year. Thank you so much for having us. Madeline's
Absolutely.
Really excited about doing interviews. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and what's
so,
so
and
cool
you guys always
cool
come up with
I know
really cool
had...
stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, yeah, I know you guys come up with some really cool stuff, so tell us a little bit about the, if you can tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
Yeah, so this year Like I said, everything is going to be kind of a little bit different. So we kind of gave our runway shows themes, which we usually never do. We kind of usually always have them, you know, like the brand that's their particular show. But this year we wanted to, we're doing like a combination. So we kind of spread out the brand into multiple runway segments. So it's not one particular show would be specifically for a brand, just because we decided we wanted to do something a little creative, especially with COVID. A lot of the brands weren't able to personally travel here. And so we decided to do something a little different this year. So we'll have theme shows, like just kind of opening up. We're going to have a super special segment that's dedicated based on Sunny actually having a huge booking with the company, so she dedicated one of the shows to there. But it'll be a combination of brands, which is so super cool. So everything is really spring, but we're going to have like an animal print session where it's kind of like dedicated to like, we love animals. We want to bring awareness to animals and the earth and things that's going on.
With
global climate. The only huge difference this year that we won't have a particular segment that's dedicated to brands. We kind of wanted to make it more focused on spring and creativity and bringing awareness to just kind of what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah. And so who are your designers this time? Anybody particular?
No, we have, like I said, we have, like, multiple designers that are in our show. Like, we have Lola and the Boys. We have Mia New York.
Yeah.
We have, we have, like, Harlem Fashion Row designers that are going to be in here, which are, like, black designers combination.
Nice.
We have some of Sunny Day Kids brand. Sunny Day Kids just launched their shop we'll have in there. Trying to think off the top of my head. There's so many. We have over like 15 brands. We have Starter Champion. So there's like a whole bunch of brands, but like I said, there's not going to be a focus on that. You'll just kind of see the runway segments, and each segment is going to be its own little character show, basically.
Fun. And anybody in particular going to entertain for us? I know you guys have some really cool entertainers.
Yeah, we actually have Dallas Knight. She's going to perform for us. She's a local artist, so she'll be showing her talent at the event as well.
Cool.
We're going to have one more artist. She's going to be performing at the beginning of the show, and then we'll have two artists that are be performing during the intermission. That'll be the super cool part about the section. But this year we actually are going to have a segment where after each runway show, it'll give the parents the opportunity to personally take their photos in a parent section of the kids from the runway, which we haven't did. So we have a dedicated parent section this year. Because of COVID, we're practicing super safety rules for COVID. Everything is, you have to wear your mask, you have to be six feet apart, but we don't want that to take away from the show. So we added this little intimate section for the parents to be able to feel, because they can't, once you're in your seats this year, you can't move. Like how normally parents see their kids come, they get up, they want to go and move it, to the end of the runway. Yeah, so this year that's not going to be able to happen because everyone has to remain in their seats. But after the show, after each segment, we're going to have it where the parents get the opportunity to move to this one particular section to see the, see the models in the item.
Yeah.
So hopefully
and take
that
a picture
helps.
Real quick. Nice.
Yeah, so hopefully that helps still, have the amazing experience that so many parents are used to having during our show. It doesn't take away from them not being able to move from their seat.
Right. So will you have Madeline conducting interviews outside or during that time or what?
No, we'll have her in the beginning. We have a huge lobby area. We'll have her set up in there. She'll have her own personal space. So once the models come in, then she can She can do the interview.
And we
want
to be able to interview models, designers, you guys, entertainment, you know, to be able to get to do the full effect, you know?
Yeah, well, see, this is the great part about it where in the beginning, obviously, you know, the models are going to be checking in, and then they go straight into where they need to go in regards to, because the actual show starts. So they'll come in, she'll be able to interview, you know, the models that are maybe waiting to get checked in and things like that. But during the time, also, there's a huge lobby area where this gives them the opportunity they can, she can interview the talent. She can interview the parents because the parents will be in a huge, area. Even if she wants to go outside, there's an amazing, beautiful backdrop to kind of give it a different experience as well. So
I'm so excited. You know, every time we come down there, you guys are downtown in the fashion industry, which isn't really that beautiful, but you guys do an amazing show. But we always stay 5 minutes away from where you're having the show this year.
Oh.
So it's about an hour drive. When we come down there, because I live 5 hours away. I live 5 hours away. But when we come down there, we stay in Boynton Beach. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is one of the counties that that they don't really have. They're pretty much going by the rules. So we wanted to pick a place that's very safe. And we knew that Miami was kind of still very high.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of things going
on. Love Boynton Beach. It's nice there.
Yeah, so we didn't want to do Miami this year, even though we always do it there. We love it. It's a fashion district. We kind of wanted to move it where it's safe for our kids and for our parents.
Yeah.
And we absolutely love the place and the venue that we chose.
Oh, my gosh. When I found out it was 5 minutes away from where we always stay, I was so excited, you know. And I wanted to let you know, too, that we're that close. So if you're there the night before, because we're coming down right after school on Friday, we'll spend the night there.
Okay.
We'll be there Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be there. If whatever you need, if you need us to come help you, we're 5 minutes away. So we'll be there, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And
I was going to say, once she's in the – for the interviews in the beginning, like I said, and then she'll be able to move into the main runway floor and also be able to get, like, you know, some of that information there. But as far as in the back, we're going to have it where the models, once they're completely done, then they'll come back out through that way where she's doing the first interviews and she can grab them in. We can let you guys know, like, hey, we have, like, 10 models coming. Did you want to get them in? Or when they're on.
Yeah, once they're dressed. And we can ask them, oh, who are you wearing today? And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, we can do that. Actually, we can actually put her in the position there where maybe when we're after each runway show, she can maybe get, like, you know, two or three in that collection. And then she can kind of remember who she didn't get or something like that. And because it's a backdrop right there, so, you know, it's going to be a sunny day backdrop.
Very exciting.
And she'll still be So that might be that way she can, kind of get more interviews. Because in the beginning, it's kind of hard because the models are trying to get dressed and things like that.
Everybody's trying to get dressed. They're in a rush. I know. Madeline's models for you guys, and it's a lot of work. So we're used to doing just about every aspect of it, but we're excited to be conducting interviews for you guys this year, you know, just trying to get back into the flow. But we were actually part of one of your virtual runway shows, too, over the holidays. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, virtual runway was doing really, really good, and a lot of people were super, you know, excited about it. Some people that had never heard of Sunny Day or been a part of it. It was very difficult for a lot of new models who had no clue what to do. So it was like more training you had to do via email or, you know, Zoom.
Right.
So,
And it wasn't bad, actually, because they did their own little videos and they sent them in. Madeline did hers, and it was a lot of fun, really cute.
We absolutely loved the Christmas virtual show and Halloween.
Yes, adorable. I know you did one in the springtime too. We saw that. It was real cute. You know, we do our own fashion shows as well, and we also went with the whole virtual thing. We're getting ready to do a trash and fashion show right after your guys, actually.
Oh, okay.
We'll be airing that on the 22nd, which is Earth Day. So there's a lot of really fun fashion things coming up. We're so glad that you guys have invited us again and things are opening back up for you guys. Can you tell everybody how they can buy a ticket and where they can find you on the internet?
Well, we're not actually selling selling any tickets for this event in particular. It's only for models and parents, just because we want to keep it as safe as possible. Just because it's our first show and we want to see how things go. But we are inviting, so it's not a ticket sale, but we are looking for kid influencers, more like teens, who are interested in learning about, you know, the blogging part of it, or attending a fashion event where they can do the video of it, where they're able to interview like Madeline is doing.
Interviews. I know probably like three years ago, Madeline was on the runway. She was taking videos and pictures and stuff. It's so much fun. And you definitely call that kids in focus. And getting more kids involved and doing different aspects and kids designers, I know you have some of those. And it is, it's great. And I'm so glad that you're part of, you know, what we are doing, and you're in the Miami area. We're up here in Central Florida. So it's just we love it. We're so excited about you guys.
So that's the only thing that we have available if anyone's interested in attending, is from the kid influencer standpoint. And they can send us an email at info@sunnyday.com, and then we'll get back to them and, you know, get their information and let them know how they can attend. That's the only entryway.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And so, now tell us, do you have a website, or what's the best way to find you guys?
Sunnyday.com. That's all they have to put in, not the www dot. It's so weird. But just sunny with an I and day with an I.com.
Right. SUNNIDAI.com. Okay.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
No, we would just make sure they can check us out. We are a small business brand, even though it looks like we're some huge corporation based on our production. We're really a small business, a mom and daughter brand. Our entire event is sponsored by the Fresh Kids Foundation, who raises money throughout the year from different projects to help kids get into, fashion schools, like different trades that they're interested in. We provide for cancer at hospitals and things like that. So we're kind of supported by a nonprofit. So that's just to give a little information. They can check out Sunny Day to see if they any way they want to donate or help donate for a model to be a part of our event. Because people don't understand, it's very difficult and expensive to put together in a production.
Right? They really don't. Thank you for saying that, because it is. It's not only a lot of work, and you need a team to bring it together. You definitely have to have a team. But it is. It's taxing. It's expensive. Everything costs money. Nothing is free. So people need to appreciate. They need to appreciate. And we do. We're really excited. We can hardly wait. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and thanks for calling us today.
To see you guys, and we look forward to seeing your arrival. And you guys have I'll actually send an email. I'm not sure if you guys actually have my number, so once you arrive, you know, I'm super busy, but I have like super more staff just because of COVID this time, to be a little more safe. So when you guys arrive, they have all your information. But if you need anything prior to that way, you can let us know.
I mean, pretty much you gave me the address, which is, you know, confidential.
Yep.
And we'll be heading down there on Friday, so we'll be there Friday evening. We'll have dinner in Boynton Beach. And so we'll be around. So if there's anything we can do to help, just send me a quick email. You know, I can even send you my phone number in the email. And if you need some helpers,
absolutely. That sounds super awesome.
Okay. Awesome sauce. Thank you so much. You take care. We'll see you
all
in a few days.
We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
All right, hon. Bye. Yay. Oh, I'm so excited. Very exciting stuff. And we've got Miss Mickey waiting over here. She's been so patiently waiting. Let's get her on the phone. Miss Nikki, where are you? There she is. Hello? One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. Hello?
Hello?
Is Miss Nikki there?
Yes, this is Miss Nikki.
No, it's actually Mrs. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fine. We were having a lot of fun talking to the owner of Sunny Days Kids Fashion Week. I'm sorry it took us a little bit to get back to you, but thanks for being so patient. I know we can't go without having coffee time with Ellen and Nikki, right?
Yes.
Yay. So I was telling everybody earlier about what we were going to talk about today, like, because it's springtime and what better time to get your pictures taken? And how many reasons are there to get your picture taken in the springtime? Right, Miss Nikki?
Yes, actually, this is a great time for family photos, for just to have graduates. I know right now I'm working with different graduates, so we're excited. And congratulations to all the seniors out there.
Yay, all the seniors, and they actually get to have a graduation this year, right?
Yes, they do. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I have a year of my own, so I'm really excited about graduating. So all that. And then this is also a great time because we're in wedding and engagement season.
Oh, I know. And you guys just shot a nice wedding over there at the Hidden Barn this weekend, right?
Yes, Saturday. I had an incredible opportunity to go and photograph a beautiful couple. They were amazing. And I was excited because it was a same-sex marriage wedding. And those are happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be involved, and you know we're still staying COVID friendly. We wore our masks and did our hand sanitizer, and it's so nice to be in a room full of other human beings.
Right.
But
yeah.
That's why it's so important for spring photos.
Yeah.
Because we have all been quarantined, and why not get your guys and family some new photos?
And not even just family, because you were just saying you've got graduation there.
Yes.
You've got wedding, you just use as a reference, and what else did you have? Family portraits, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, it's a time, I know for Madeline and I even, it's time for those yearly headshots.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely headshot time.
Right.
Because summer months, everybody's out of school.
Yep.
And so right now, our directors are doing a lot of casting.
There really is a lot of casting going on right now, and everybody should have their headshots updated once a year.
Yes. Except for our kids. Our kids usually do about 6 or 7 months because we change and they grow, and we have to make sure that we stay on top of their headshots. Because I do a lot of kids actors, you know, a lot of kids headshots. Madeline is definitely one of them. I'm so excited to do them very soon, actually.
Well, yeah, we're getting ready to do them towards the end of this month, and she's got a monumental birthday coming up.
Yes,
I'm going to be 13, so we're going to do the birthday shoot and everything all in one shebang, and yeah, I'm excited to see those photos. You guys work so well together. You guys have gotten publications and won awards off of the other shoot that you did last year. And I know she, I mean, every year she gets publications of some sort, and but to win awards and everything, even I won an award off of one of her images that I wasn't even planning to win awards, but yeah. So you guys.
Yeah, I am excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And so I know that we've got our MAD virtual recyclable fashion show coming up here in about a week. Actually, for Earth Day, and you know, this will be the first, actual, very first fashion show that we've had that you haven't been able to take pictures for.
Yes, I am sad about that, but I do want to say that, guys, just because you guys won't see me does not mean I am not there. We are so excited to guys buy raffle tickets for the show. We have left you all a beautiful, lovely surprise. So. And hopefully, I can't wait to find out who will win that. And, you know.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. You always have said this is actually a competition this time, too. We're giving away some really great prizes, including a free photo shoot from Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Thanks to Miss Nikki. I really appreciate that. You know, that is very generous of you, and, you know, it helps us out tremendously. We've also got some other great prizes coming in from Little Angels Nation, a free digital calendar with the images of your model of your choice, and then a one-year membership, you know, for the agency itself. We have some beautiful jewelry from Paparazzi Jewelry. Miss Maria Hernandez has always got some really cool stuff over there at her sassy, classy blings. And then also a good friend of mine, Miss Beth Williamson, sells a lot of really cool new skin products. And so she sent us some really neat things to give away, some foot treatment and some self-tanner, which is a lot safer
I'm going to have to buy a raffle ticket, too, so I can use that foot stuff.
The foot stuff and the self-tanner and some body butter. And I know Madeline and I, we use the whitening toothpaste. So new skin products are going to be there also. So, yeah, we've got some really great prizes. We're giving away to the best recyclable fashion made by you. And we actually have, you know, we have quite a few people making their fashions. Madeline this has been something of that she really is like, she likes it a lot, you know, the recyclable fashion line. She did her own line with the kids a couple years ago, and it is virtual. We're trying to stay COVID safe until all the restrictions have been lifted, and we pray that everything is going to be a go by November, first week in November, actually, for the Florida Kids and Family Expo, because Mad's Fashion Show and USA Lifetime Star Reporters are planning to be there, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and we'll be there, too.
Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Yep, you guys are going to be there. LAN Media Group. Yep.
Yeah, we're so excited. So we're gearing up on this end. And, you know, since we're talking about photos, guys, make sure that all, you know, I don't always say me, but I always say photographers in general and videographers, because we get busy. And it is very busy right now because people are...
Everything's starting to open up again.
Everything's coming back up.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys call and set your appointment. I work with my clients very closely, so I will move things around and make adjustments. So, you know, we're really excited. It's great to be back with everybody. It was so wonderful to be back with our clients.
Oh, I know. And you're picking up, like, you've got clients this weekend against you. The weather kind of put a damper a little bit on one of your shoots, I know, for yesterday.
I had a couple of them on Sunday, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, we were able
we'll make
to
them up
the wedding, and so that was great. And so now we're rejuvenated and ready. And, you know, so, yeah, I'm a little busy, but that's okay. We enjoy this time. And, you know,
absolutely.
I love doing what we do. So, and we're just making all kinds of strides. But those are some of the best tips I can tell you is make sure you guys call your photographers.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks before you guys are planning on shooting.
Yeah, and so we're just going to assume, we're going to assume that you're everybody's photographer. So could you just let everyone know how to get a hold of you, please? Okay.
Find me on Facebook at Last Impressions by Nicole, or Instagram, which is lastingimpressions.bynicole, or easy, go to our website. It's www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. And you guys can easily reach us there as well. And you can drop me a quick message. So that's a great way. And I will be so happy to try to help take care of all your springtime needs.
Yeah.
And getting everybody refreshed for this, you know, great year. So it'll be
Definitely. Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Miss Nikki?
I would say it's great to be back in the working world.
I know, right?
It is. It feels so good. You know, so we're excited.
Yeah, everything's coming, you know, coming back together slowly.
Yes.
And that's a good feeling. Even for myself, I started teaching some swimming, you know, and total social distancing. They're in the water. I'm on deck, or we're at least six or more feet apart. So it's great. I'm loving it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. It's great to be back. I hope everybody is enjoying the show. So, thank you guys for having me on the show. I love Coffee Time with Ellen.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Miss Nikki. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know we both got grocery shopping to do, don't we?
Yes, we do. My kids are asking for food, so that's important.
Yeah. Well, and plus, we got to see each other soon because that calendar that you put together so beautifully of Madeline for, well, actually starts next month and goes into next year. We get to pick that up. So I can't wait to show everybody.
Oh, yeah. It is gorgeous. It turned out. It's so much more beautiful in person. And I love top-notch products. And I work with some of the best vendors in the industry.
Yeah, it's a nice product.
I'm so thankful for that.
It's gorgeous. And we're gonna do a video so everybody can see because it really is beautiful. And it took us a little time to put it together. So that's why it's not starting until next month, but it goes into next year, which is very exciting. And I bought, you know, both of us a copy, so you've got one to display in your office. So
I already taken it in my office. And Ariana, just FYI, is trying to take it off my wall because that is her best friend up there.
Yeah.
She's already trying to take it.
Take it and do what? Put it in her room, that little stinker? That's funny. Oh, you got to keep an eye on that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That means that, you know, she's like, Maddie's so beautiful.
Oh, she's so sweet.
It turned out beautiful.
They really did. And again, if it weren't for you and her, because she's a pro and so are you, and all of those images except for one, it's all you and her, man. You guys did a great job.
Oh, she does a great job. She's so easy to work with. And, you know, that's, I'm so honored. I always say that. I'm so blessed that I get to see her for photographer because we do have an adventure and we have so much fun together. And
yeah.
We just have a great time. We get to be creative. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's good because we do something outdoors, especially during COVID. We went over to Bach Tower. Oh, man. It was hot. But it was
hot.
That was a beautiful photo shoot. Gorgeous. And she wore the Odalis Marina International Design clothing, which is gorgeous. And but we got some surprises for everybody this time around. And so we're looking forward to that. And then we've got, like I said, Sunny Days Kids Fashion Week coming up this weekend. This week, during the week, we're headed out to the air show out in Lakeland, Florida. So, yeah, just keep an eye on our pages. And thanks again, Miss Nikki, for calling in today, hon.
No problem.
All right.
Have a
you
thank
too, hon.
Love you.
Love you too. God bless. Bye.
God bless. Bye.
All right. So that's my right-hand woman right there, Miss Nikki. Fun, fun, fun. And thank you all. Madeline. Here. Knock, knock. Miss Madeline. She's really doing her homework. Oh, here she comes. Hello? Can you say goodbye to everyone?
Good night, Ethel.
What are you doing? How's school going?
Good.
Oh, you did your FSA testing or whatever last week?
Thursday.
How did that go? Oh, my gosh. That was the first time you stepped foot into school, right? In like over a year? Are you going to sing for everybody?
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter. It's Madeline and Molly now.
Woo! Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.